Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Friday night, getaway Friday night, April the 8th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. 40 degrees, the temperature went up, mostly cloudy skies. Apparently we went from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. And I found out, thanks to one of our listeners, Brenda, out there, that the last fish fry was tonight at the Knights of Columbus. So no fish fry on Good Friday.
No fish fry for you.
Now, I don't know who else serves fish. Does anybody else know who's serving fish right now, all-you-can-eat fish? I know Perkins did it for a long time.
I think they still have their fish on Fridays.
I know some of the fast food places are doing fish.
I think they all have had fish. I've seen fish at McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Wendy's, Burger King.
I've never seen Wendy's have fish before.
They have.
Oh.
No. I mean, this time.
Oh, they have it now, yes.
Yeah.
With a lot of pickles. I didn't know pickles and fish went together. Oh, I don't think I told the Bobby Rydell story fully. Now, Bobby Rydell, I saw him in a sitcom about a month ago. And I said, oh, this will be a great guy to interview. And he's still out there doing shows. So I sent him a request. And I even sent his wife a request this past Sunday. And then he died on Wednesday. And I thought, this is becoming a real bad thing, because usually it's the people I interview who die. Now, even when I put the request in, they die. That's terrible.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Wendy's does fish. Sometimes they'll do a cod fish sandwich.
Now, Perkins, I think, used to do cod. I think that's what they have.
And Marion Diner used to do white fish, all you can eat. I don't know if they still do it.
I don't think I've ever had it at the Marion Diner. Now, which do you prefer, Perkins or Marion Diner?
I haven't been to either one for years.
Now, do you like fish?
Oh, yeah, I love fish. Best place to get fish for a fish fry is down in Prospect at KP Hall. But they haven't been doing it for going on 2 years now. I don't know if they're going to continue to do it, but they have perked.
Ocean, you know, I tell you, there's something about Prospect. I'm just never driving in that direction or ever in that area. It seems like all other areas, I'm either driving through or going through or something. But with Prospect, it's just kind of, unless you live there, just kind of out of the way.
Yeah, all these small towns are dying. They're having trouble.
I've been close to LaRue, and I've been close to Waldo. And I've been close to Ashley, and, you know, I can get up to both of those off of 23, but it just seems like there's no reason for me to be en route to Prospect.
Well, I go through Prospect quite a bit, Prospect and Ridgewood. We used to have business there in both Prospect and Ridgewood.
Well, when I worked in Ridgewood, I would just go down Route 4 to get to Ridgewood.
Where'd you work at, Ridgewood Bank?
No, it was there were three banks over there when I worked there. I worked at the Farmer's State. I think it's a hair salon now.
Yeah, Ridgewood used to be a booming town, but all these...
There was a Farmer's State Bank, there was the Ridgewood Bank, and there was a Commercial Savings Bank over there. And I worked at the Farmer's State Bank. I'm trying to remember the name of the street it was on, but it's a hair salon now. It's the building on the main drag over there. That's got all the windows in it. It's surrounded by windows.
They used to have two supermarkets, too. Now they don't have any.
What's that?
They used to have two supermarkets.
Oh, did they?
Yep. Now they don't have any supermarkets.
Now, is Bert and Ernie's still in business over there?
What is it?
Bert and Ernie's?
Oh, no. That's my dad's old place.
Oh, your dad owned that?
Well, it was called Dominie's Pizza then. Dominic's Pizza and drive through.
Now, see, when it was Bert and Ernie's, when I worked down at the bank, I used to go down there every day and get a taco salad. Taco salad and a Sprite.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie's bought it from Dad, and it changed hands a couple times. Who owns it now is the guy that has a drive through right across the street.
And also, when I was there, there was a diner down on the corner. And I don't think it was the Carlisle then. I think it became the Carlisle. But I don't think...
There's a diner down there called the Heritage.
Yeah, I think it was the Heritage.
And boy, they did a real good business, but I don't think they're in business anymore.
So the Heritage is gone and Bert and Ernie's is gone. Well, where do people eat over there?
Well, there's still two or three pizza shops over there.
Well, what was the they had a restaurant. Now, it just used to be up the street from the bank that I worked at. It was kind of a dark and dingy place, but it was it was a restaurant. It was kind of a restaurant bar. I'm trying to think of what it was called.
I don't know. Carlisle's used to be in Ridgewood.
Yeah, it wasn't the Carlisle. It was, gosh, what was the name of that place? It didn't have any windows. That's why I always remember it kind of being dark and dingy. I remember it was gray. It was a gray building, and you went in a door that had no windows, and the restaurant had no windows, and it was always very dark in there. But I would go down there sometimes because that's where if you wanted steak or you wanted any kind of meat product, that's really where you went. Bert and Ernie's was mostly salad and pizza, and Heritage was kind of small dishes. I keep wanting to call it the shovel, but it reminded me of the shovel. But it wasn't called the shovel. I can't remember what it was called.
No, when Dad had it, we did chicken dinners and stuff like that, too.
Bert and Ernie's was always great. The taco salad, they used to give you all kinds of hamburger with it, and tomatoes, and lettuce, and cheese, and taco salsa. It was very good.
You know, you talk about the service, you know, lacking. But... what do you think happens back in the back?
Well, see, I don't know.
I don't care. What do you think about the people back in the back?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because the 7 years I spent working in the restaurant business at that time, what was considered to be a medium class restaurant. I mean, it wasn't fast food. It wasn't that type. It wasn't a pizza shop. And you had to wear a uniform, and you had to look nice. But the funny thing was, people always based your cleanliness on the dining room and the server and the host and how your bakery case looked and all that. If they could have walked back to the kitchen and seen how those people looked, I always thought, boy, they're living in a false paradise.
Yeah. You know, it's just natural for anybody to do the lease and take the shortcuts, you know. I've worked in several restaurants, and, you know, when you get that chicken in, it's in pieces, but it's frozen, and you got to put it in the sink, run water over it, you know, then you take it and clean it, because there's a lot of fat and stuff you have to pull off of it. And when you do fish, you take the box of fish, and you put it in soak it in the water in the sink, and thaw it out, and then you bread it and, you know, put it in the cooler. You know, those sinks are supposed to be scoured out before stuff's done.
You know, I'm not saying the restaurant...
I've seen the employee drain the dishwater and put the stopper in, run the water, and throw a box of fish in there and thaw it out.
Well, you know, honestly, I would have to say I can only remember one incident in 7 years where the cooks did something to where, you know... I wouldn't have eaten the food, but the way they were dressed. I mean, they didn't wear uniforms. They were always sweating because it's back there. It's hot. It's just a different atmosphere than you would think.
That's the way Ponderosa got there at the end. The employees, they look shabby.
Well, remember when if you had a tattoo, you couldn't work in a restaurant?
Oh, yeah. That's fading these days.
Oh, fading? I don't think you could get anybody if you didn't allow tattoos.
You know, you talk about, you know, service. When you eat at Chinese, they never talk to you. They act like they can't speak English, even if they can.
You know what I think that is? I think their English is marginal, because English is very hard to learn, and I think they don't want to get into too detailed a conversation because they're afraid they won't understand. Because, well, you know, people from...
Chinese pretty good. Now, I've had some of them talk to me. I even had one of the Chinese waitresses one time. They see was one of the green card wanting to know if I wanted to get married. She can get a green card.
Well, there you go.
No, I told her. I said, I know a guy by the name of Spears.
Well,
so I give him your name, and he's evidently she never contacted you.
She'll be waiting a long time for that invitation. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I heard somebody beeping in there. If the line's ringing continuously, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in, 740-751-4038. We enjoy hearing from you. That's because I've always felt that people from China and Japan and that type area of the world they're very into service. So I think they just don't want to offend you by not knowing what you're saying. Like, most people don't pronounce this language correctly, like aunt and progress and process, and they have no idea what people are saying. Now, me, I have fine conversations with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Adam must not have learned Wild One, so we're not going to have our Bobby Rydell tribute tonight.
Maybe he'll call in Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's just what people want to hear first thing in the morning. No, Monday, I've got a special guest that I'm not going to tell you about, but boy, I'd listen Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll have to catch it on the website.
Oh, if you miss Monday morning, you're missing something. It's going to be a show.
You know, when you're in restaurants, don't you have to keep food at a certain temperature when you are serving food in a restaurant?
How many cooks have you ever seen with a thermometer at a restaurant?
No. Okay, so they say they don't cook it at this place, but say they bring it in from a different place. Don't you still, if you're serving food, don't you have to keep it kept warm?
I don't know how you'd know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, that's the Villa restaurant in Richwood. The dark place.
Yeah, what is it?
The Villa.
The Villa. Was it the Villa?
Yep.
Boy,
restaurant and bar.
That could be. I tell you, for some reason, that doesn't ring a bell. But you might. Was it? What was the main drag in Richwood? The main street.
Franklin Street.
Not Franklin. No, it was the. You know, you come into Richwood. What's the street that the school's on?
That's Franklin.
Okay, Franklin. North, you come Franklin. In on Franklin, and then you turn past the Richwood Bank. And then the first right, there's a bunch of businesses. What is that street?
That's the Villa.
Is that High Street or Water Street?
No, Blake Grove, Ottawa.
Ottawa.
The bank was on Ottawa where you worked.
Yeah. Now is that a hair salon now?
No, it's a Richwood Pharmacy.
Oh, now it's a pharmacy.
Yep.
Now was it a hair salon at one point?
That building wasn't.
Okay, that's a pharmacy now.
That's a pharmacy.
So where I worked, it was a pharmacy. It's a pharmacy.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it was behind that. If you went down
that's the Villa.
The Villa. Gosh, why does that not ring a bell with me?
It's also called the hotel sometimes.
The hotel. Well, hotel it could Villa. Be. Why are there no windows in that building?
It's just a dark bar.
Is it still open?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people used to go down there and get the Salisbury steak.
On Thursdays.
Yeah, they always had a special every day.
Steak on Friday, fried chicken on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, soup on Monday.
Now, why did Bert and Ernie's close up?
I'm not sure why they left. They got bought out by somebody else, and they closed it up then, and it's empty now.
And the Heritage is still down there on the corner of Ottawa?
No, that's a Subway now.
Oh, it's a Subway. The Heritage is gone.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Kelly's Kitchen is where Carlisle's used to be.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
Well, hey, thanks for the information.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I would order, and they knew me, I'd have a taco salad just about every day. I never really went to Heritage because I think I had an hour lunch. But it just took so long to get the food for some reason. They were a very busy place, small little restaurant. But the Villa, but gosh, I don't remember calling it the Villa. But anyway, the Villa, every so often, if you would call and order early, we would just take our lunch when they called and said the food was ready. So we would end up there every so often. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You were talking about taco salad. If you want a good taco salad, go to Payne's Pizza.
Really, Payne's has a good one.
They've got good salads, and they're made fresh.
You know, I haven't had a taco salad for a long time, but that used to be one of my favorite meals. Now, I'm not a big fan of the tortilla chips in a taco salad, but...
Okay, what you do is you tell them to put the chips on the side.
I'll have to do that. Because I love,
container.
Yeah, I love a taco salad with the meat and the lettuce and the tomato and the cheese, and then dump a little
sour cream and the salsa. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and they put the salsa and the sour cream in separate little containers, and you put it on your own. It's good. I think they're about $7.25. They might have gone up. I don't know, but all their salads are delicious.
Yeah, that's not horrible at all.
No, and they're fresh.
No.
They're made fresh. That lettuce isn't laying there in that solution they put it in.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And another thing, you talk about restaurant service. We go to Mi Jalapeno. I have never had bad service there, and I was just there a couple weeks ago. They're efficient. Their food is delicious, and they work. They're not lazy. They just move constantly.
You know, I've always got the impression, and I think the last time I ate there was didn't we go there for Jeannie's birthday one year?
It was maybe
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day?
Yeah, that was the last time I was there. But, you know, I think that the staff, I think they maintain their staff. I think they take care of them there.
Yes, they do. And they've got new Mexicans all the time. You know, I think they come up from Mexico and work here. And they're all very nice. We've never had a problem. Never.
Yeah,
the only thing I don't like is their carry-out service.
I've never had...
kind of mushy.
Yeah. Well, you know, carry-out at a lot of places, you know, when I did the carry-out from Bob Evans, maybe that was one of the problems I was having. And they always mess up the rolls. Or they don't give you butter, or they don't give you something. And I don't... And Bob Evans, I like their food. I don't know what the issue is there lately with the carry-out.
I went to McDonald's a week ago, and they didn't even give me napkins.
I can't believe it. The worst is when they don't give you straws.
I know. I carry extra ones in my car.
I know. That's what I've started to do. When I have an extra straw, I'll just throw it in the glove box, and I know I got something.
Yeah. Isn't it pitiful?
I know. But you know what? And Angie doesn't like it when I speak to these people. And I'm not mean. I just say... You know, you're filling that cup half full there. You know, I don't think that's rude to say that to somebody.
Angie's too nice.
That must be. I must be. Oh, but yeah, you know, I just, I don't know. I feel if you don't tell them that the next person, they're going to continue to do that to.
They're never going to correct the situation if they don't know about it.
Right, right. And I'm not saying be rude, because I've seen people be rude. But... I think you just got to point it out that, hey, you didn't give me a straw.
Well, I can give dirty looks, and I think my looks tell a lot.
Hey, <Larry. laughs> good to hear from you, Phyllis. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, you got to tell these people.
Yeah, but okay, so the whole not filling your cup up all the way, if you look at McDonald's, they have lines on their cups about where you're supposed to fill it with ice, and you know how much problems they've had with their pop machine, their ice machine, and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, you know, there for a while, they were not filling the cups up all the way, but they didn't have ice. So they were only putting as much pop in there as they normally would, but they didn't have ice. And the one guy, finally, he said something. Sorry, this doesn't look as full because we don't have ice.
Oh, now see, that's a guy who obviously knows his job.
Yeah. So that's why they were not filling the pop up all the way, because that's where they normally fill it. You're getting the same amounts, but there was just no ice in it, so it didn't go all the way up to the top.
Now, in the how many, 2 years now we've been hanging out and going around to places, have you ever seen me be rude? And we have been in many, many customer service situations.
I mean, I don't think so.
No. So I don't know why you're fearful that I'm going to be rude when I talk to these people.
Well, you probably could be.
Have you ever seen me be rude in life?
Not really.
I'm not a yeller. Oh.
See, you heard a bark.
I heard a bark.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott and Angie.
Hey.
I felt the need to call a second time tonight.
Oh, go ahead.
It's funny you mentioned Prospect. Your travels rarely ever take you through Prospect. You know, with the business that I have, my son and I have, I go through Rue, I go through New Bloomington, I'm through Ashley, I'm through all those places all the time, Richwood, but it seems like I never go through Prospect.
And that's really my only issue with the place, is I get invited there a lot and have been in the past, but it was always a trip that I did not enjoy taking, not living there, because it was never on the way to anything. I mean, you have to be going to Prospect to go to Prospect. If I'm going to LaRue, there are places I can stop. If I'm going to New Bloomington, if I'm going to Ashley, Waldo, there are places I can stop. I mean, Waldo and Ashley are right off.
LaRue?
Yeah, LaRue. Not LaRue, LaRue. But I in Caledonia even, I mean, you're going down 309, Galleon, the same thing. But where are you going through Prospect? I mean, when is that ever a thing, unless you're going to Prospect?
It really isn't a thing, because if you're going to Delaware, it doesn't take you through Prospect.
No.
And you know, the thing about it, so it's off the beaten path, and then to make matters worse, that road is closed 5 or 6 times a year for a week when it floods.
When it floods, absolutely. And the thing about it is, I mean, even Richwood, you know, that's right off Route 4. There are so many Green Camp, even Green Camp, you know, I can be going in that direction. But there's just something about Prospect, and it's unfortunate because I've known so many nice people in the Prospect area, and I think they do a great job. You know, the Cecil Ayler Bridge that gets flooded over there every year. I mean, I knew Cecil Ayler. He used to call the radio station for years and tell us how high the water level was on the river every morning he'd call in. And, you know, it's sad because Brenda Donegan lived over in Prospect for a period of time. It's a nice little community, and Larry Barnett, I think, still does the park over there, the Major League Umpire. But it's just not, it's hard to build up that area, I think, because it's just not on the way to anywhere.
And it's one of those things that it's 100% they're a victim of their geography. It doesn't have anything to do with the people or things there. They're just in the way the geography works out, it doesn't work for them.
No, and LaRue has a little touch of that. But you know, I'll tell you one of the problems with LaRue, and I actually liked LaRue for a long period of time, but there's something about LaRue all of a sudden in the last 5 or 6 years, and the mayor gave us a proclamation, so I shouldn't say this about LaRue. It was WWGH Day at one point in LaRue. I think that proclamation is up on the studio somewhere. But, There's something going on over there. The people who are moving into that community don't seem to take the pride that the people who used to live there did.
Well, you know, I've heard that from a couple of people, and New Bloomington is, what, 3 miles, 4 miles, 2 miles from LaRue, and I know that they had some problems there a few years ago with, you know, illegals in a, you know, a Marion company that had some illegals, and a lot of them lived in New Bloomington, and it just seems like that whole area, I don't know, there's just a problem there.
It's unfortunate, and I, you know, the LaRue used to have the Orang Bang, which was great, and then they tried to come back. I think that was the last time I was there. I think that's when the mayor gave us that proclamation, was when they turned it into the Moorang. What did they call it? The Moorang Bang? But, you know,
yeah, it's Orang Bang. Yep.
Yeah, did you ever go to the Moorang where they did the cow pie bingo?
To be honest with you, I'd never even heard of it until about 2 years ago when people were talking about it, and then I found out about it. But no, I'd never been there.
Oh, it was, you know, we were over in, we broadcast from the restaurant. What's the name of the restaurant over there?
I can't tell you.
Yeah, it's the one they have. We were over in the restaurant doing the broadcast, and the Moorang thing was happening outside, and Terry disappeared for Terry and Sean and Adam and I think that was the whole crew, and myself were over there, and I think Terry disappeared, couldn't find him for about 20 minutes, and then he came back in and said he'd put money down for the station out there in the cow pie bingo, and I thought, Terry, for the image of this station, the mayor has just given us a proclamation for the name. We don't want to be announced as the winner of the cow pie bingo.
Oh,
hey, now, before, what? Now, did you hear Adam's rendition of Tossin' and Turnin'?
I heard it. Yes, I did. I heard the rendition of Tossin' and Turnin'.
Now let's see if you and Nate are on the same page on this one.
I'd give it on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 5.
Oh, well, you know what? That's now, I think you're giving 4 just to be nice. 4 on that scale just to be nice.
I was actually disappointed that Adam, you know, he said he never heard or couldn't do or wasn't familiar with Bobby Rydell's song.
In that said, I thought he was an aficionado. Bobby Rydell was, I think, Bye Bye Birdie, and the school was named for him in Greece, and he was still performing. I can't imagine that Adam doesn't know Bobby Rydell.
Well, yeah, me too. I mean, I was never a Bobby Rydell fan, and as a matter of fact, the only song of Bob Rydell's that I could name was Wild One, but I knew Wild One. I thought everybody do that.
Wild One is, you know, when I heard it on that sitcom a month ago, I said, this guy's got to be booked. And, you know, if he hadn't booked, I think God got to me for an interview before I did.
Hey, that reminds me. I want to ask a favor of you.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, please don't ask me for an interview.
I know it's getting steep. I'm a little worried about the surprise guest Monday morning. I'm going to check the obits this weekend just to make sure this person's still going to be on.
It's good talking to you, Scott.
You too. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Pastor Craig, Sunday morning now, 9:15 instead of 11:15. Don't forget that. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If the phone line's just ringing, means we're on the line with somebody else.
So tell me, when do you ever go to LaRue?
It's LaRue.
Well,
that's what we were over there for, to get the correct pronunciation.
Okay.
That's what we were doing over there.
When do you ever go through there? I don't think we've been through there for anything. Out of all our travels, have we ever been there?
Well, I haven't wanted to go back since the whole cow pie bingo thing.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Oh, no. It happens in June. It'll be coming up here pretty soon. You want to go to that thing?
Maybe.
Oh, jeez. It's, I don't know what you call it. I mean, the people who put it on are nice enough. And the mayor, I don't know if he's still the mayor or not, Milton Lightfoot, I think is his name. Very nice man. But What is the name of the restaurant over there? Isn't that terrible? We did a broadcast from the place. I cannot think of the name of it.
I would have no clue.
I always wondered how people in LaRue live if they have a stroke or a heart attack. Because you know how long it would take to get to a hospital?
10 minutes.
Oh, more than that. Marion General is the closest for them. They're way out there.
Is it closer than, like, Hardin Memorial? I don't know.
Do you know how long it would take an ambulance to drive out there if you called 911?
I would have no idea what it's close to.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't venture out that way.
An ambulance would have to come down Main Street, go out past Ridgedale, drive all the way out there. I mean, oh, my goodness. I think that'd be horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, I would not enjoy that.
Is that where the that fire happened and they were fighting over which fire department? Where was that?
Oh, that's happened a lot. That happens in New Bloomington, too.
Oh, was that New Bloomington?
That, the fire departments don't know, you know, they get a dispatch.
Did they get that figured out?
I don't know. That's a mess. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Is this my third call or my fourth call?
I think it's the third call. I hope you got some Bobby Rydell with you. We've been waiting all night.
I was going to talk about the prospects of seeing the home of Pastor Steve. Actually, I've many times have gone from the studio or other place in Marion to the far west side of Columbus, and I go through Prospect. Actually, I beep and wave at Pastor Steve on the way. So that's kind of where you'd end up in Prospect. Plus, you stay on Route 4. And, of course, it's called Prospect Street, so you end up at Prospect. But that would be when you go that way, because you kind of go around Powell. But that's not the only way to go. You could also go through Marysville or go through Delaware. But I've gone through it. It's a cute little town for sure.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, unless you have the purpose that you want to go through it, or you want to go there for something, that's not the efficient way to get to any of these other places. Like Ashley, I could easily turn off a 23, Delaware, Waldo, all the same thing, New Bloomington on Route 4. There's nothing, unless you're purposely wanting to take a trip through Prospect, there's really no purpose for me.
Yeah, I try to take the more scenic ways, see the area, especially during the day. And I know once I went through Prospect, that was actually in the evening. It was during one of our pizza parties. I brought some of the pizza to one of my business associates on the far west side. And I know I went through Prospect, and it was a cute little drive. It's better during the day because some of the roads are a little shaky. And I think once I wanted to go that way, and I saw that it was flooded. So I know that that's a flood-prone area.
LaRue gets flooded too.
But it's interesting. Caledonia also. I mean, as Angie can attest to, the little towns in Marion County, because there's nowhere in Marion County other than Marion, isn't more than a few hundred people. They're cute little towns, and they all have a little history attached to them.
A little bit, some more than others.
Yeah, I mean, there's about half a dozen of them. You know, Caledonia, Claret, and I confuse those sometimes because they both start with a C. The Green Camp, that's where Mary Ellen's from, right? And Blooming Grove, though I think it's actually in Morrow County, which is where President Harding was born.
I don't think Mary Ellen's from Green Camp.
Didn't she live in the Green Camp area?
She went to Marion City Schools. I don't think so.
Shows what I know, but I mean, maybe I'm thinking green because she signed the money, which is green. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
She was the first female school board member at Elgin.
Okay, well, that's close. I mean, green, because she was involved. She's in the money business, and money is green. And Waldo, Waldo's a cute little place. When I went to Nate's residence, I kind of drove through it. And sometimes you just pass by it on the freeway, but it's got its own little downtown area. But yeah, these little hamlets, you'd call them, in Marion County, they all have a little personality of their own, and the proclamation in LaRue, that was kind of fun.
Yep.
So, Marion County is kind of fascinating in that regard. But that's I've been through Prospect again, going the scenic way, even though it's actually the most efficient way, assuming that the weather is okay, and preferably during the day when going just west of Columbus. But you can also just go through Marysville, but it's kind of boring.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Adam.
Okay, well, maybe I'll call a fifth time.
Well, if you get the Bobby Rydell song down, you got 10 minutes.
I'm going to work on that. Yeah, who's this guest on Monday? Can you give me a clue?
Is it I can't tell on or off the air. It's going to be one of those shockers when people tune in Monday morning.
Is it like a Geraldo thing, somebody you've been trying to get for years and years, or...
Not really, but people would know the name as well as Geraldo. It's that type of person.
Give me a clue, you know, white or black, male or female, actor, singer. I mean, can you give
the person is white or black, male or female. Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, it's one or the other. You take your pick.
So it's not an Asian person then?
Well, I don't know. I think they've got...
That was a trick question.
No, because I don't know. A thing just ran through my mind.
So it's not Kim Jong-un, then?
No, I think he's Wednesday. I think he's coming on Wednesday.
He said it's white or black, so it's not an Asian person. So
yeah,
I'm thinking, okay, there's plenty of Asian people that would be interesting to interview. So
we're saving him for midweek.
At least we narrowed that down. Okay, well, I'll look forward to Monday. I'll get the coffee ready, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Here comes another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Cooney's in LaRue.
Cooney's, absolutely. Yeah. Not bad food, but again, it's one of those places, I guess, kind of like the Villa over in Prospect.
Yeah.
That doesn't have any windows, kind of an older building.
A bar. Yep.
Hey, thanks.
It's a bar. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep, Cooney's.
I've never been there.
You've never been to Cooney's?
No.
Oh, boy.
How many times have you been there?
Enough.
I'm guessing once.
Well, we broadcast from there. It was big time. It was Cal Pie Bingo. I sat with the mayor. We got a proclamation. I think Adam scared the mayor that night. I can't speak to it, but you'd have to... Terry and Adam, I think, put the mayor at... He was frightened. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, tell Adam that curiosity killed the cat.
That's right. Curiosity killed the cat. You got it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. That is true. You want it to be a surprise for everybody. You don't want anybody to be let in. And also, if they cancel, you really... You know, then you can get somebody else on and say, well, that was the special guest. But what was I talking? Oh, I think Adam and Terry scared the mayor. He didn't say anything to me, Milton Lightfoot, but I got the impression that he was frightened by them. You'd have to ask Sean. He was there with me as well. I mean, Sean was fine. I don't think the mayor had any problem with him or I, but I don't know. I think, I don't remember what it was, but I think he and Adam and...
Were they eating?
Well, yeah, that would frighten anybody to see Terry or Adam eat. There's no doubt about that. But I don't remember what the issue was, but I remember the mayor, I think he leaned over to me during a break and was just... I don't remember if he asked who they were or... I can't remember what the situation was. He was nice about it. I remember that.
So is he still the mayor?
I don't know. I haven't been back.
Well, maybe you should go back.
Oh, I don't think so.
Hmm.
You know, there are just, you know, when you see a movie sometimes, you don't need to see it again.
Well.
And everybody mispronounces it, too. LaRue. LaRue.
Well, but you also say Rogress.
No, we had a, that was the whole reason we were there. We did a study.
Proclamation.
I've never said in my life proclamation. Never. Phone lines are open, by the way. 52 minutes past the hour, only 8 minutes left if you want to get in. 740-751-4038. Don't forget a big guest Monday morning. Don't miss that for love nor money.
I would like to listen, so.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
I hope it gets on the internet so I can listen to it at lunch.
It'll be on the internet hopefully by noon on Monday. It's going to be big, big time, and it's going to be live.
That's exciting.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, trust me, if you went to Cooney's, you would know why it's not exactly... It's like I have no desire to go back to Richwood at this point, with Bert and Ernie's gone.
But do you go to the GNR?
You know, it's been a long, long time. That was something we did at one point, was trying to hit these restaurants in these small communities.
Well, like, see, I think maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do that again.
Well, like Waldo was the GNR, Cooney's is over in LaRue. Richwood, I guess, doesn't have the Heritage anymore. I would have said the Heritage. I guess they still got the Villa. That's just an old dark bar.
Well, maybe we need to go visit these places.
I need to go to that psychic church over in Ashley Wednesday nights for the big.
Oh yeah.
All you can eat pie and.
Yeah.
They call it the psychic church. That, you know, the guy, the Reverend Stephen Clevenger, is a psychic. He's been on the show. Good, nice guy. I like Stephen Clevenger. Go ahead, caller.
Hey Scott, I remember what I was going to tell you.
You're just under the wire.
Just under the wire. I was racking my brain. I saw on the news today the very first Captain America comic sold for $3.2 million.
Jeez, that's a lot of dough. Yeah.
For a comic book, yes.
You know, I'll tell you what's interesting. My grandfather, the one who's still alive, he collected comic books. And I have no idea. I mean, he had totes of them. And in recent years, when he was still living independently, he still had those. And I have no idea where those have went. Because he obviously, they're not, he doesn't have them anymore. And I don't know where they are. And I'll tell you, this is how my family is. Because he's got four kids. If I ask them, nobody ever knows anything. But somebody's got them, I'll tell you that.
Like asking a politician, huh?
Yeah, they are. It's funny because this has happened with the comic books. And I'll tell you, my grandfather, he had a gun. And somehow, I don't even remember how this happened, but the gun got put in a storage unit. Because he had a storage unit when he moved out of his apartment. And somehow the gun was in a safe in the storage unit. So somebody thought, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't leave a gun in a storage unit. And they went over to get the gun, and the gun was gone. Now, this is a locked storage unit and a locked safe. And the only people who had access were his four kids. So went and asked all his four kids, you know what? None of them ever knew or saw a thing.
Yeah. That's either hanging on a wall or... Somebody needed money.
Yeah, I don't know why they... Because I keep saying, you know, you're entitled to the gun as much as I would be. I didn't even want the gun. I just wondered what happened to it. And no. So why not tell me you have it? Just like the comic books. They're more entitled than I would be. But I don't know why they just can't say I have them.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
They're weird. I tell you, he's got three sons. My mom's his daughter. Now, she's okay. I think she would tell me if she had them. But his sons, ooh, I'll tell you, they're iffy. My uncles are a little iffy.
A little sketchy, huh?
A little sketchy.
Well, you gotta watch them.
Gotta keep an eye out. If they become millionaires, I'll know what happened to the comic books.
Yeah, somebody sitting on...
Somebody did. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
57 minutes past the hour. It's been great tonight. Glad you've all been out there and glad you've all participated. It's been a great show.
I like it when people call in.
Yeah, and I'm glad Houston and Puppy were here. Having a good time. Puppy likes to lay at my feet and listen to the show.
She hears her name. She's coming closer.
And Houston, now he laid in the chair the other day during the show, but today he's laying on you.
Yes. He wants to be held all the time.
So do you have anything, how do you sum up this show with about 2 minutes left to go?
Well, I think we need to go visit all these little places in these little towns around in Marion County.
Well, I've been to them.
I haven't.
I don't want to go. There are certain places I just don't want to go. I'm not going to say which ones, but there are certain places that are not, you know, like I say, it's a one-time movie experience.
Well, I haven't experienced that one-time movie experience, so.
But if I told you a movie was bad, would you want to go see that movie?
Yes.
Really?
Because you and I have different interests.
I don't know if that's true. Where'd you get that?
Well, I mean, you like a lot of things that are different than what I like.
So you don't like the things that I like?
No. We like a lot of the same stuff, too, but I'm just saying. We like different stuff, too.
See, the truth is coming out now.
Whatever.
Now, what is it you don't like?
Well, nothing. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes if I think something's good, maybe you wouldn't think it's good.
Like, what is something that you like that I don't like?
Robert Stack.
Why do you like Robert Stack? You don't like Robert Stack. He's an awful man, folks. He's an awful, awful fellow. Tune in Monday morning. Big guest on Monday morning.
What time?
I believe it's the 9 o'clock hour Monday. So we'll build up with the 8 o'clock hour, then have the guest on at 9. You're not going to want to miss this. For love nor money, for all of us here at WWGH Radio, thank you for tuning in. Thank Angie, Houston, Puppy, and the whole gang here. Scott's
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us